Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Of course, this week is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Did you know there is 3.5 million truck drivers nationwide in the United States? And, you know, they're taking time out this week to appreciate what the truck drivers do, moving all the goods across the country and stuff. And we're going to talk to one of them, 3.5 million truck drivers right now, and that's Kurt Baldwin, my good friend of mine. Kurt's a truck driver. Thanks for doing this, Kurt.
Yeah, no problem, Paul. Kind of excited when you called and asked me if I'd do this, and you bet, I'm all for that.
All right. First, Kurt, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm married. I have four grown kids, two grandkids, and, you know, my two daughters live in Fargo and stuff, and my oldest son and him and his wife live in Indiana, and they're expecting. So
nice.
Yeah, it's funny how time flies.
Right. Where'd you grow up and graduate from, Kurt?
I grew up right here in Hansel Township. Graduated from Appleton High School. I don't know if I want to tell you what year I graduated.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us what year.
So, no, I'm a proud 1988 grad.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Appleton Aces, right?
Appleton Aces. You bet.
All right. All right. I asked Kurt to come on to tell us a little bit about truck driving. I know you're on the road every day, or mostly every day, and we appreciate what you do, Kurt. So tell us who you work for, and just describe a typical day in your life as a truck driver, Kurt.
Okay, so I drive for Triple S Trucking. It's out of Boyd. Brett Stratmone is the owner of Triple S Trucking. And, you know, all we do is haul pigs for Christensen Farms. That's the contract that we got.
Okay.
So my specific route is I go to Pierce, South Dakota, 3 days a week, and pick up anywhere from baby pigs, or weans, they call them, and 2 days of the week, and then the other day I pick up cull sows and non-select breeding stock and bring them back.
Okay. So this is through Christensen Farms then?
Yes. Okay. That's all. Yeah. So we haul pigs for Christensen Farms.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So maybe a little more detail about your typical day. Do you sleep in your truck? When do you leave your home? Take us through a whole week.
Okay, so like my schedule is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, back to back to back in Pier. So I'll leave like tomorrow, Tuesday, late afternoon, drive out there, sleep in my truck, and then I wake up Wednesday morning and we start loading. And I'll bring like Wednesday's load, I'll bring back weans. So they'll give me the weans in two different groups, boys and girls. So the girls are gilts, baby gilts, I drop off at a nursery barn, typically down by Lake Benton or out by Redfield, South Dakota. And then the remaining of the load are the barrows, and I bring them back to nursery barns in Minnesota. And then what I do after that is I go back to Appleton, drop my dirty trailer off, then I pull my truck through the wash. I wash and disinfect my truck, go out the wash, hook up to my new trailer for Thursday's load, and I'll drive right back out to Pier, you know, that night. So I don't know, that's what works for me. I don't like getting up at 2:30 in the morning, driving all the way out to Pier, and loading, and then take off and then drive back. I like to go out the night before. I sleep really good inside that truck. So
I think all truck drivers can say that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just something I get out there and, you know, I park and, you know, I leave the truck running and just the rumble of the truck, and I lay down and you know, I grab a good 8 hours of sleep.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because you work hard, that's for sure. So it's basically the same route every week then.
Yeah, basically, okay. Yes, every week it's the same. You know, some people are like, oh, how do you, you know, it's such a boring drive out to Pierre. And I'm like, for me, it's not. I just love the countryside. Once I get west of Redfield, South Dakota, you know, you see a lot of pasture land and the different crops they grow out there. We like a lot of winter wheat, sunflowers, stuff like that. And for me, that's interesting.
Right.
You know, so I really enjoy it.
Okay.
I really do enjoy it.
We're talking with Kurt Baldwin, a truck driver for Strathmoyne Corporation or Triple S Trucking. Kurt, can you share a memorable experience that you've had on the road with us or a story?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure you got many of them.
Well, yeah, you see a lot of things. You know, wintertime, you know, that's just a flip of the coin. I mean, there was one Pacific time. One time I was heading out to Pierre, and I was driving through a absolute blizzard conditions, and I got to Watertown, and I stopped just to kind of get my bearings, and I thought, God, this is just dumb. Why am I doing this? But then, so I stopped for, you know, 10 minutes just to kind of get out, walk around the truck, just kind of gather my head, and I thought, well, I'll just get to the west end of Watertown, and if it's still this bad, I'm just going to call my dispatcher and say, you know, enough's enough. Mm-hmm. I got to the west side of Watertown. The sun was out. It was an absolute beautiful day. And I'm like, it was kind of like the Twilight Zone. I'm like, did I actually just drive through a blizzard, you know, 10 miles an hour all over the Watertown? And all of a sudden the sun is shining. It was a beautiful day.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad you decided to take off then.
Yeah. It turned out to be a wonderful day.
All right. A couple more questions for you, Kurt, on National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. What do you like about your job the most?
Well, of course, the paycheck. I don't know. I just, you know, this is kind of a second career opportunity for me. I've had a CDL for a number of years, way back. When I went to Votech, getting a CDL as part of our class curriculum. So I took that, and I've always just maintained it over the years and years. And I don't know, this job opportunity came up, and I'm like, you know, it's time for me to do something different, and I've never really used my CDL to a full effect.
Mm-hmm.
So I just joined on, and...
You're loving
it's good. Yeah, it's really good. I like it, you know. So
okay. Well,
our boss, Triple S Trucking, he kind of runs it like you're almost your own boss. I mean, we get our schedules out, and you do not hear from our boss. I've talked to my boss, Brett, maybe 3-4 times in the 4 years I've drove for him. He just... You know, that's your schedule. I expect you to do it, and I won't bother you. Mm-hmm. And that's just awesome, I think. So.
Okay, good. Well, we appreciate what you do, Kurt, and hauling pigs, because I like pork, so keep hauling them pigs.
Yeah.
Is that a challenge? I mean, loading them and unloading them, or you got that down to a science?
Well, no, I tell you, Paul, when you haul livestock, one day... They total cooperation. The next day, you got the same conditions, but they just decide, nope, I'm not going to do that. And, you know, so, yeah, it has its challenges.
All right.
So.
All right. Thanks, Kurt. I appreciate your time, and thank you for what you do.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Paul. Have a good day.
Yep. That's Kurt Baldwin talking about his experience as a truck driver during National Truck Driver Appreciation Week.